It's not just, oh, it's $30, I can't go out to eat. We don't go out to eat. That money is, can I buy food for my daughter? When we get that overdraft fee and we suddenly see that we have $90 in fees or even $30 in fees, it just makes my stomach plummet and I just get so scared.
When my daughter was in middle school, she got this $100 Visa gift card from good friends, neighbors, because she took care of their cat for like 2 weeks while they were out of town. Well, she's a middle school kid. A couple years go by, she's a high school kid. She doesn't need $100. And then at some point, you know, she needed to buy something. I thought, oh good, we'll use this gift card. Well, I go and look and, you know, it gets declined. Well, why is that? Because there was a $2 a month inactivity fee after the first year. So I thought, this can't be right. So I log on to the information site that they have, and sure enough, it's worth zero.
A recent study that the CFPB published showed that banks charged about $15 billion in just overdraft fees and NSF fees alone. And that's not counting all the other types of fees that we see in banking. So this is big money. There are a lot of junk fees out there in our economy, but so many of them are ones where you don't even get a service for paying it, or it didn't even cost a company anything to provide it to you.
They're preying on the people who least can afford it.
About 10% of consumers pay about 90% of the overdraft fees out there.
The banks, if you look at their quarterly earnings, they don't need them. They are simply milking their customers. They are getting away with this because nobody has ever reined them in. They need to be reined in, and somebody needs to stand up for consumers and for regular people, people who do not have million-dollar salaries and huge investments.